Okay.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the University of Guelph and the people from out of town. There's a few of you here. And a sincere welcome to anyone who hasn't been to anything with the Office of Open Learning. And on behalf of Virginia Gray and myself, my name is Mike Hartrup, and we want to present to you Stephen Downs today. Stephen has been the senior researcher e-learning sector with the National Research Council since November 2001. If Stephen's OL Daily is a widely syndicated blog that's received on about 2,300 desktops daily. He has an enormous following, and in May 2004, actually, Blog Canada rated as one of the top 10 blogs for popularity and many different features that he was using. Stephen today will speak about the future of online learning and his vision and many different topics. But he has been a very strong advocate for community, democracy of learning, technology and education, and he has over about 100 published papers on his site, about 400 articles and commentary. There is ample information and areas of interest that tie in for anyone who's interested in online education and learning. Some of his peers speak very highly of Stephen's work. One fellow, Jeffrey Hibbert, who runs a blog called Headspace J, very strong at e-portfolios, has mentioned that he was reading Stephen's blog before it was even called a blog. Bill Muirhead, University of Ontario, states that Stephen's OL Daily fills gaps for very busy e-learning researchers who depend on timely information. Many say it's the first email or the last email that they read every day. Bill has also stated that Stephen will challenge us all to examine our beliefs about teaching and learning. He's widely traveled, he's a keen observer of current trends, and he never leaves an audience neutral. He'll raise many questions and answers. So you will hopefully be able to be engaged with that today. He will share his vision. And the other thing to set the stage today is a quote from one of Stephen's postings. He is very passionate about learning, and he states, "Education for all, and through education, a path toward each of us achieving all that we hope and all that we dream for." So I'm going to welcome Stephen Downs, and please join me in looking forward to our talk today.
Well, thanks, everyone. As you probably noticed, I've got the recorder running. So everything you say will be held as evidence. It's a pleasure to be here. And it's very interesting for me to be here because a long time, well, almost 20 years ago now, I did my very first academic talk ever at the University of Guelph. It was the first Canadian graduate student conference in philosophy. I flew out here from Edmonton, and you know, I was very young and very nervous, and I stayed at the Albion Hotel which I saw is still there on the way in. And I looked at the hotel as we came and said, "Yeah, that's the place. It looks exactly like it did back then." And, which I guess is a scary thought. I've sort of changed the name of the talk a wee bit because anytime I give a talk, it always reflects where I am, what I'm thinking about at the precise moment. So it's the living arts, the future of learning online. So I sort of held to the promise to talk about the future, but I'm still tying it into stuff I did yesterday. Now, I want to, just as by way of preliminary, although I can, I prefer not to just get up here and talk for an hour and a half. And I'm pretty sure you guys don't want me to talk for an hour and a half. So I'm going to preface my remarks by saying, at any point whatsoever, if you have a comment, a question, a criticism, something to throw at me, please feel free to do so, except for the throwing part. And because the idea of coming here to Guelph and giving a talk is, to have some interaction, to have some dialogue. When I came last time, I stood there in the podium and I talked, and both members of the audience listened attentively. Actually, it wasn't that bad. It was a group of about this size, which is kind of interesting. By all means, do contribute and ask questions and comment and so on. You're not required in any sense to agree with me. Please feel free to disagree. I encourage that. I'm certainly used to it. You're not going to insult me if you say, look, what you say is completely wrong. What you'll be doing is informing my view of the world and helping me with input and information, because I'm a very selfish, selfish person. And the reason why I do these talks is not so that I can go to neat places like Guelph, although that is part of it. But the reason why I do these talks is so that I can hear your comments and your opinions and your experiences, and that way it all gets filtered into the brain and usually shows up in links or whatever that I do later on. So that's the preliminary. Just a quick check. How many of you do read OL Daily? Fewer than half. All right, new subscriptions. I'm just kidding. I think my website address is on one of the slides later on. Okay. Were there any other preliminaries? Did I promise I was going to say anything else before I started?
Free subscriptions don't fall under the hope for anyone.
Oh, well, they're always free. Okay. And if you do make a comment, please speak nice and loudly, because you are being recorded, and we want to be nice to the people listening online.